Usually, when we talk about upgrading a computer, it feels like, I don't know, routine maintenance.
Yeah, exactly.
You check your system specs, you order a part, plug it in, maybe install some drivers.
Right.
It's about as exciting as changing the oil in your car. But right now,
Right.
the hardware market isn't a garage. It feels like trying to buy a generator during a Category 5
Oh,
hurricane.
absolutely.
People are just throwing money at computer parts in a total panic. Today is July 16th, 2026, and we are exactly 4 months away from Rockstar's confirmed November 19th release of GTA 6.
And the tech aisles are just in absolute chaos.
Complete chaos.
It is a genuine frenzy out there.
Yeah.
We are seeing high-end components fly off the shelves. Prices are wildly unpredictable. And there's this level of consumer anxiety that you usually only see for like a major crypto boom or a global silicon shortage.
Right.
Only this time, it is entirely driven by one single piece of entertainment software.
And that's our mission for this deep dive today. We are going to act as your personal tech navigators to cut straight through that anxiety.
Because there is a lot of it.
So much. We got our hands on a fantastic resource today. It's the definitive GTA VASSD readiness and hardware guide from the folks over at Teking Game.
Yeah, it's a really thorough guide.
It is, and we are taking their stress tests and their data to figure out what you actually need to get your rig ready for a return to Vice City and, what is just expensive, unnecessary hype.
Which is a lot of it, to be honest.
Okay, let's unpack this, because if you spend 5 minutes on the internet right now, you would think you need to steal a NASA supercomputer just to get the game to boot up.
Yeah, that anxiety is actually a great place to start. Because this situation isn't just about preparing for a highly anticipated game.
Right.
We are looking at a fundamental shift in how computers process interactive media. Like, the panic driving this hardware rush is completely understandable, but it is largely being fueled by misinformation,
Oh, absolutely.
specifically regarding the game's actual storage footprint on your drive.
Oh, you mean the 350 gigabyte monster
That's
rumor?
the one.
I have seen this absolutely everywhere. People are buying entirely new, massive drives solely because they saw some headline claiming this game is going to eat nearly half a terabyte of space.
Yeah, it's wild.
And our source material traces this rumor back to a completely fabricated Xbox database leak.
Right, because misinformation spreads incredibly fast when people are already anxious. The 350 gigabyte number is a phantom. It's just not real.
Not real at all.
If we look at credible industry sources from just this month, sites like AllThings.How and GTA Boom, they have independently confirmed that the actual install size is going to land somewhere between 150 and 200 gigabytes.
Which is still a massive footprint, don't get me wrong.
Oh, for sure.
But it is nearly half of what the rumor mill was screaming about.
Exactly. And the recommendation is that you leave a total of 250 gigabytes of free space, just to be safe.
Okay, so that covers the 200 for the game itself, plus a 50 gigabyte buffer.
Right, for your save files, future updates, online content, all that good stuff.
But here is my pushback on the panic. Because 250 gigabytes is big, but it's not completely unheard of for modern games.
No, not at all.
It's kind of like packing for a long vacation. It isn't just about the sheer size of the suitcase you bring. It's about how quickly you can unpack those clothes and put them on when you arrive.
That is a great way to put it.
Right. So if the file size is quote unquote only 200 gigabytes, why are people still buying new storage hardware like the world is ending?
Well, that suitcase analogy really hits the nail on the head. What's fascinating here is that the physical storage size is only half the story.
Okay.
The core issue, the actual reason everyone is rushing to upgrade their systems, is how the game's engine reads that 200 gigabytes of data.
Ah, okay.
And this brings us to Rockstar's new Rage 9 engine, and why running this game on a traditional spinning hard disk drive is essentially a death sentence for your experience.
Wow, a death sentence. That is strong wording.
It is, but the technical breakdown backs it up. Rockstar is promising a Vice City map that is nearly double the size of GTAV.
Double the size. That's insane.
And they are guaranteeing zero loading screens.
Wait, none.
None at all. You just seamlessly walk out of a building, get into a sports car, and drive 150 miles per hour across the map without a single loading bar.
That sounds incredible, but how does the computer actually keep up with that?
Well, to achieve that illusion of a seamless world, the game has to constantly stream assets in real time.
Okay.
We're talking about high-resolution textures, complex 3D geometry for buildings, the audio files for the radio stations.
Right, everything.
All of it being pulled from your storage drive the absolute millisecond you look in a certain direction.
So if you use a slow mechanical drive, what happens?
The physical needle on that disk simply cannot find and move the data fast enough. The result is a phenomenon gamers call pop-in.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, where a building, a pedestrian, or even the road itself will literally materialize out of thin air right in front of your car.
Yeah.
It just completely shatters the immersion.
So to stop the pop-in, we basically need extreme speed. But the data shows it's not just about buying a faster drive, right? It's about a complete architectural change in how your computer's brain handles the game.
That's the real key here.
Because before I read this research, I didn't realize how incredibly inefficient the old way of loading games actually was.
Oh, the traditional data pipeline was a massive bottleneck. The old path for game data requires four distinct steps.
Okay, lay them out for me.
First, the data is located and read from the storage drive.
Right.
Second, it travels into your system's temporary memory, the RAM.
Okay, got it.
Third, your CPU, your computer's central processor, has to stop whatever else it's doing to decompress that game data.
Oh, so it gets distracted.
Exactly. And finally, fourth, it gets transferred into the graphics card's memory, the VRAM, so the GPU can actually draw the image on your screen.
Okay, so it's basically a restaurant kitchen operating in total chaos.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
The old way is a waiter, that's our CTU, running frantically back and forth between the pantry, which is the storage drive, and the chef, which is the graphics card.
Right.
The waiter is constantly exhausted from carrying ingredients instead of, I don't know, actually taking orders.
Precisely.
But now we have this software protocol called Direct Storage.
Yes.
And Direct Storage basically remodels the kitchen by moving the pantry right next to the chef. The data travels straight from your high-speed NVMe drive directly to the graphics card.
Right, skipping the middleman.
So the GPU handles the decompression all by itself, and the waiter, the CPU, can actually go out into the dining room and deal with the customers.
That is a perfect analogy, and those customers represent the game's most complex, demanding systems.
Like what?
Well, because the CPU is suddenly liberated from the tedious chore of unzipping texture files, all that processing power is redirected. It can handle advanced wind physics, real-time weather calculations, and incredibly complex NPC behavior.
Wow, so the world just feels more alive.
Yep. Exactly. Microsoft actually introduced Direct Storage back in 2020, but GTA ZI is poised to be the first AAA title to truly require it at this scale.
Which fundamentally changes the role of your storage drive.
It does. It is no longer just a passive warehouse where files sit. It is an active, vital component of the processing pipeline.
Now, we should briefly clarify NVMe for anyone who hasn't built a PC recently.
Good idea.
It stands for Non-Volatile Memory Express, which is basically a superhighway protocol built specifically for flash memory, totally bypassing those old cables we use for spinning disks.
Right, it plugs straight into the motherboard.
So a fast NVMe SSD is strictly mandatory, but that brings us to the next layer of panic.
Ah, yes.
If I need a fast drive to feed the graphics card, how fast is fast enough?
That is the million-dollar question.
Because there is a massive turf war happening in the hardware community right now between the older PCIe Gen 4 drives and the brand new PCIe Gen 5 drives.
And honestly, the Gen 4 versus Gen 5 debate is a trap where a lot of consumers are being tricked into severely overspending.
Really? Okay, let's examine the Gen 5 record breakers first. Take a drive like the WD Black SN8100.
The raw numbers on that one are staggering. It can hit read speeds of 14,900 megabytes per second.
Which is mind-blowing.
It is.
But so is the collateral damage to your wallet. It costs $420 just for a 2 TB drive.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow.
And it doesn't just eat your budget, it literally eats electricity and spits out fire.
That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Pushing that much data through microscopic lanes generates immense friction and heat.
Right. We're looking at power draws of 12 to 15 watts and temperatures spiking to 90 degrees Celsius if you don't bolt a massive, bulky heat sink on top of it.
Which is basically the boiling point of water. And plus, you can't just plug it into any computer. You need a brand new top-tier motherboard, like an Intel Z890 or an AMD X870, just to support those lanes.
Just to use the thing.
Exactly. Now, compare that to the Gen 4 drives, which the industry largely considers the current sweet spot.
Okay, let's hear the Gen 4 specs.
They are hitting speeds around 7,500 megabytes per second.
Okay.
They run significantly cooler, usually hovering between 65 and 75 degrees Celsius. They draw less power, around 8 to 10 watts. And crucially, a 2 TB model will only run you between $180 and $250.
Okay, I have to push back here though.
Go for it.
If that Gen 5 monster is pushing 14,900 megabytes per second, and Gen 4 is only doing 7,500. I mean, the Gen 5 is literally double the speed.
On paper, yes.
Shouldn't we be future-proofing? This is the most complex game of the decade. Why would anyone drop a couple hundred bucks on older tech when they could guarantee their system will never choke?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it all comes down to real-world application versus impressive paper specifications.
What do you mean?
In actual gaming benchmarks run this year, in 2026, that massive jump in raw speed only translates to loading a game about 2 or 3 seconds faster.
Wait, really? Just 2 or 3 seconds?
That's it. Direct storage is incredibly efficient, yes. But game engines simply aren't demanding 14 gigabytes of data every single second yet. We just haven't reached that ceiling.
Wow. Yeah.
Unless you demand absolute peace of mind and plan to keep this exact system untouched until 2030, Gen 4 is perfectly adequate. Furthermore, the next generation, Gen 6, won't even be mainstream until 2028 or 2029 anyway.
So basically, keep the extra $200 in your pocket.
Absolutely.
That brings us to the really fun part, I think, the personal shopping list.
Yeah.
The Taking Game hardware team ran a brutal stress test on 15 different models to find the absolute best 2026 contenders for Vice City.
Yeah, they really put them through the ringer.
Let's match their top picks to what you, the listener, might actually have sitting on your desk.
Let's begin with the premium flagship category.
Okay.
For users who want absolute top-tier Gen 4 performance, the data points to the Samsung 990 Pro.
A classic.
It retails for $250 for 2 terabytes, pushing 7,450 megabytes per second. But what makes it uniquely qualified for an open-world game isn't its top sequential speed. It's the random IOPS performance.
Ah, input-output operations per second.
Exactly.
This is crucial because GTA VI isn't just one massive file moving like a giant boulder.
Right, not at all.
The game is composed of millions of tiny little files, like a texture on a palm tree, the audio file for a car horn, the 3D model of a soda can on the sidewalk, all of it needing to load simultaneously.
Yep.
Random IOPS basically measures how well the drive juggles all those tiny, scattered files at once. The 990 Pro is basically an expert juggler handling a chaotic workload without dropping anything.
That consistency under chaos is its main selling point.
Okay, so that's the premium pick.
However, if we evaluate the best value specifically engineered for gaming, the standout pick is the WD Black SN850X.
Okay.
This drive is $210 for 2 terabytes. Western Digital actually engineered this in collaboration with Sony, and it features a firmware suite they call Game Mode 2.0.
Game Mode 2.0 sounds like science fiction.
It really does.
Because it includes predictive loading, where the drive literally monitors your behavior and tries to guess what data the game engine will ask for next, queuing it up in advance.
It's remarkably smart.
It also utilizes overhead balancing, which is fascinating. The controller intelligently distributes the data processing evenly across multiple flash memory chips on the board, so no single chip overheats or creates a traffic jam.
Right.
Oh, and it boasts a massive 600 gigabyte SLC cache on the 2TB model.
And that SLC cache is vital for the installation process.
Why is that?
Well, SLC stands for single level cell. Storing just one bit of data per cell is incredibly fast, allowing the drive to absorb massive amounts of incoming data at top speed before quietly organizing it into denser, slower storage later.
Oh, I see.
It ensures that when you download that 150 gigabyte game file, your write speeds won't suddenly plummet halfway through. Huh. You are basically getting 95% of the Samsung's performance for $40 less.
Which is an incredibly smart buy.
Yeah.
But if budget is your absolute main concern, we have to talk about the Lexar NM790.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because it is only $140 for 2 terabytes. It still hits 7,400 megabytes per second, meaning you are paying about 1.9 cents per megabyte of speed.
Which is an unbeatable metric.
But here's where it gets really interesting, though. The data labels this Lexar drive as a budget champion specifically because it is DRAM-less.
And that often scares PC builders away.
Right, because DREAM, Dynamic Random Access Memory, is basically the incredibly fast physical map the drive uses to remember where it put all those tiny palm tree and car horn files.
Yep.
Buying a drive without its own DREAM chip sounds like buying a stripped-down car that doesn't come with a radio and the dealer tells you just to, I don't know, hum to yourself.
That's a great visual.
How on earth is a $140 drive without a map matching the speed of a $250 flagship drive?
It is a brilliant piece of modern engineering called HMB, or host memory buffer.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, because the system RAM already installed on your computer's motherboard is so incredibly fast, the SSD's controller essentially carves out a tiny, dedicated VIP lane directly to your system RAM, using the PCIe interface.
Oh, wow.
It borrows just a few megabytes of your computer's memory to store its map. To use your analogy, the car doesn't have a radio built into the dashboard, but it connects seamlessly to your smartphone the absolute second you sit in the driver's seat.
That is so smart.
For the vast majority of gamers, especially if you need to save cash to actually buy the game itself, this DRAM-less HMB technology is a fantastic compromise.
That is wild. Okay, one more specific scenario. What if I am not sitting at a massive desktop tower with great airflow? Like, what if I'm playing on a gaming laptop or a handheld PC, like an RO Ally?
Ah, right. In portable environments, your enemies aren't just data speeds, they are ambient heat and battery degradation.
Right, because laptops get so hot.
Exactly. For that, the recommendation is the WD Black SN7100. It's $200 for 2 terabytes, designed specifically for thermal efficiency. In sustained tests, it hovered between 33 and 40 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow, that's really low.
It is. That is nearly 20 degrees cooler than its desktop competitors.
Yeah.
The lower heat output means your laptop fans won't sound like a jet engine, the drive won't thermally throttle its own speeds to protect itself, and your battery won't drain as quickly.
Okay, so we have our personal shopping list. Now we need to talk about the calendar.
Yes, the timing.
Because timing the market is crucial right now. Why do you need to act today, like in July 2026? The game is still 4 months away.
Well, the current market reality presents a very narrow window of opportunity. SSD prices, right now in July, have dropped roughly 25% compared to where they were last year.
Really? 25%?
Yeah. We were in a temporary dip in the supply cycle.
Yeah.
But as that November 19 release date creeps closer, mainstream consumers are going to realize their old drives simply won't cut it.
Right.
Demand will inevitably skyrocket, and prices will artificially spike to match that panic.
It is crazy to step back and think about how far the industry has evolved. Reading through the historical context in the guide it hit me right in the nostalgia.
Oh, for sure.
Back in 2013, when GTA V launched, we were installing a 65-gigabyte game on physical discs spinning at 7,200 RPM. I distinctly remember sitting on the couch for 3 solid minutes just waiting for the game to boot up, staring at the concept art on the loading screen.
Yep, we all did.
Now in 2026, we have a game demanding drives capable of pushing gigabytes of data in a fraction of a second. Storage used to be the most boring utilitarian part of building a PC. Now it is the absolute star of the show.
It really is. The editors actually make a brilliant historical comparison. They compare the upcoming launch of GTA C to the release of the PC game Crysis back in 2007.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Crysis was notorious for bringing top-tier graphics cards to their absolute knees. It set a completely new standard for GPU architecture.
Right.
GTA CC is poised to do the exact same thing, but for storage architecture.
Mm.
It is forcing the entire industry to adapt to its data demands.
So, but can it run GTA 6 is the new, but can it run Crysis? I love it.
Pretty much.
Okay, before you run out to the hardware store or load up your digital cart, we need to run through the final checklist. We don't want you buying the wrong part.
Definitely not. So first on the checklist is motherboard compatibility.
Okay.
You need to physically check your board or its manual, to know whether you have an M.2 slot that actually supports Gen 4 speeds.
Right, because if you plug a Gen 4 drive into a Gen 3 slot, it'll just run at Gen 3 speeds.
Exactly, you're wasting your money.
Yeah.
Second is capacity. 2 terabytes is the absolute minimum sweet spot right now.
Yeah.
It gives you the 250 gigabytes needed for the game, plus room for your operating system and your other software.
Got it. Motherboard and capacity, what's next?
Third, and this is critical, ensure the drive you are buying uses TLC and flash memory, and absolutely avoid anything labeled QLC.
Hold on, we need to pause there because, well, those acronyms trip a lot of people up.
Sure, yeah.
What is the actual difference between TLC and QLC? Like, why is QLC so bad for a massive game install?
Right, so it comes down to how densely the drive packs the data. TLC stands for triple level cell, meaning it stores 3 bits of data in every microscopic cell.
Yeah, okay.
QLC is quad level cell, storing 4 bits per cell. Think of a cell like a hotel room. TLC puts 3 people in a room with 1 bathroom.
Right.
QLC crams 4 people into that same room.
Oh, I see. So QLC fits more data into the same physical space, making it cheaper to manufacture?
Exactly. But the trade-off is congestion. When a massive bus of tourists arrives, say a 150 gigabyte GTA install, trying to organize and unpack 4 bits of data into every single cell creates a massive traffic jam.
Oh, that makes sense.
The write speeds on QLC drives will initially look fast, but during large, sustained workloads, their speed falls off a cliff. A QLC drive could literally drop to the speed of an old spinning hard drive halfway through your install, always look for TLC.
That hotel analogy makes perfect sense. Do not let the cheap price tag on a QLC drive fool you.
No, it's not worth it.
Okay, what is the final item on the checklist?
Cooling. If your PC motherboard doesn't have built-in metal plates to cover your M2 slots, you must buy an aftermarket heatsink.
Right.
And if you're upgrading a PlayStation 5, make absolutely sure the heatsink you buy has a physical height clearance of under 8.8 millimeters.
Right, because if it's thicker than 8.8 millimeters, the metal casing of the PS5 literally won't snap back into place.
Yep.
And then you're just left with a disassembled console on your living room floor.
Exactly.
So, to summarize our strategy today, you are hunting for a 2 terabyte Gen 4 TLC drive and making sure it has proper cooling.
Spot on.
Following those rules saves you from blowing your budget on a needlessly hot Gen 5 drive, and it saves you from the absolute misery of unplayable graphics on a mechanical hard drive. You grab that WD Black SN850X or that Lexar NM790 today while prices are still in a 25% dip, and you are fully prepared for November.
That is undeniably the optimal strategy for the hardware market right now. But this raises an important question.
Oh.
And it's one that our source text hides in plain sight within its system requirements section.
Wait, what did we miss?
We have spent this entire deep dive strategizing about how to upgrade your computer to beat the November price hikes. But the guide explicitly notes that Rockstar has not published official PC requirements yet.
Okay.
And there is one very specific reason for that omission.
Wait a minute.
The game is console only at launch.
Are you kidding?
It is only confirmed to release on the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X and S on November 19th.
Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about the release cadence.
Yeah.
It's just like GTA V and Red Dead Redemption 2. They always prioritize the consoles and delay the PC port.
Always. So here is the vital twist to mull over.
Okay.
If you are exclusively a PC gamer, and you are rushing out in July 2026 to buy PC hardware, specifically to beat the November frenzy.
Yeah.
You are upgrading your rig for a game you might not even be able to play until a PC port drops months or perhaps even years later.
Oh, wow.
By the time the game actually arrives on your platform, this expensive Gen 4 drive might be outdated or, you know, half the price.
Let's talk about a massive plot twist. So you might be buying hyper-fast storage today to hold a game that literally doesn't exist on your platform yet.
Exactly.
That is definitely something to chew on before you hit add to cart.
For sure.
Well, whether you are prepping your PS5 for November or you're a PC gamer gambling on a speedy port announcement, we wish you luck navigating the hardware aisles. Think carefully about your timing, double-check those heatsink clearances, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.